With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Broadband in rural areas is still a very big concern. Brian Whiteacre is a professor of agricultural economics and explains the difference in broadband access between urban and rural America and defines the specifications for official broadband speed.
Broadband is an important topic for all of America, but particularly rural America, because we've been essentially left behind as the broadband innovation has proceeded. So if you look at the latest data from the Federal Communications Commission, in urban America, which is defined as any cities bigger than 2,500 population, they actually have about 97-98% of their population with official broadband speeds. And if you look at rural America, it's only about 65-66% with that official broadband speed. The official broadband speed, as defined by the FCC, is 25 megabytes per second download, and then 3 megabytes per second upload. So if you think about what that means for an everyday citizen, a picture you take with your phone might be 1 to 2 megabytes. And so if you wanted to send 10 of those, you would need a fast broadband connection to send them. And if you watch Netflix, Netflix requires about a 3 to 4 megabytes per second connection. So the FCC says we need 25 megabytes per second to do all the things a typical person would want to do on the internet.
He says broadband access is available to roughly 25 million Americans, and a majority of those live in rural communities. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.